Item 25, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting an informational report providing an update on the 2014 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, April 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Comptroller Manzi.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is our update as of April 2014. Our projection has changed slightly from the previous projection. We are at $3.5 million for the previous projection, and our current projection is a surplus of $2.6 million, and that's reflected on the front cover. The second page indicates some of the changes that have occurred between the last report and this report. One is risk management, a current projection of about a $1.2 million deficit, mainly in the relationship to workers' compensation. From what the history we saw of last year and where we're seeing the numbers this year for workers' compensation, and that was also reflected in our previous report of about a $2.5 million number. But for this projection for 2014, we're projecting a deficit of $1.2 million. I've had some meetings with risk, one meeting with risk management, talking with them about these issues. We're also seeing an issue in general liability also for that. House of Correction, an increase of $510,000. Mainly in revenue and some in utilities for expenditures. And then the Behavioral Health Division is projecting a deficit of approximately $2.3 million for 2014. Now, offsetting that slightly is the Department of Health and Human Services is projecting a $3 million surplus, but if you remember in the budget, the community services program was moved over to human services. They're projecting a slight surplus in the community services program. I think it's about $300,000 to $400,000, and as a result, that brings the surplus or the deficit for BHD in total, or the new mental health board, about $1.9 million deficit. And Human Services is projecting a surplus for the year. So we continue to show a positive number for the county for the year, and we'll continue to monitor this number.
Thank you. And with respect to Behavioral Health Division and the changes in the governance of the Behavioral Health Division, it's no longer the case that the Department of Health and Human Services can transfer funds to the Behavioral Health Division?
They could come back to the committee, and they could do a fund transfer and request the committee here to do a fund transfer from Human Services back to the Mental Health Board. But barring that, there couldn't be a transfer. But they could make a request to do a fund transfer to come back and make such a request.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurczyk?
I'm glad you asked about the BHD budget, Mr. Chairman. I did listen in at the Health and Human Needs Committee and the lengthy report that they got from Mr. Bargren. And my question is this. On our tax bill right now, there are two taxing authorities there that basically have budgets overseen by unelected boards, that being MMSD and the Voc Tax system. And my question is, without legislative oversight of BHD, is there anything this finance committee can do towards getting another line item on the tax bills? And I know we don't get to control the tax bill, but I'd like to start exploring this. Since they've now created a body that does not get legislative oversight, can we break that out and get it as a line item on the tax bill, and then for the Milwaukee County line item, only those items that we actually have legislative oversight, to break it out and to make sure our constituents understand that line item for BHD did not get legislative oversight. Is there anything we can proactively do to accomplish that? Aside from making all the tough decisions around, you know, approving tax levy, et cetera, without having oversight, could we look into breaking out that item and putting it as a separate line item on our tax bills?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Supervisor, based upon the Health and Human Needs Committee, that question came up, and so we're already researching that issue.
Okay. I didn't hear that question, but thank you.
Yeah. So we're already researching that issue to find out, we're going to come back with information to the Health and Human Needs Committee, and we can bring it back to this committee also about what we find out. But it appears a lot of the control, right now what we've seen is a lot of the control is in the hands of the individual municipalities of what they put. But we can do the breakout of the number, so we're researching.
Yeah, the municipalities don't control the county line item, though. If we reported it out separately.
Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, to Supervisor Jurcik, your comment previously, you had also expressed an interest. Mm-hmm. You also had a resolution passed, I believe, to break out as a line item for Parks Department. And at that time, as one of the county's lobbyists, I actually was up in Madison and met with the Department of Revenue, and we actually had a meeting with Mr. Chandler, Rick Chandler, at that time, and talked about that because it is a Department of Revenue item about what the tax bill looks like and what you can break out separately. And at that time, they made it extremely clear that they were not interested in doing that because it would be confusing to the taxpayers if each of the jurisdictions started presenting it in different formats. But that was then. Things may have changed.
Yeah, exactly. This is a different issue now. I mean, that was for a whole nother purpose. But this now is statutory that we don't have oversight of that. It's going to be a real conundrum for this board if we can't do things like that to, in effect, represent to our constituents that we've given overview of something when, in fact, a large portion of our budget is going to represent something we haven't. And I know the committee discussed that. I just hope we get a positive answer on that. Thank you.
Since the numbers have changed from last cycle to this cycle, Supervisor Jurcik moves to receive and place on file item 25. Any further comments or questions? Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 25 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you very much.